Of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Wednesday, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand that World Athletics tops your sports report today.
Kim, Kenya remains firmly on top of the medals table at the World Athletics Championships in China after winning gold Wednesday in the men's javelin and the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase. Ladies first, Haiven Jepkemoi won her first world title in the steeplechase, clocking 9 minutes and 19.11 seconds in Beijing. Tunisia's Habib Griebi won the silver medal, and Gesa Kraus of Germany won the bronze medal. The 23-year-old Jepkemoi ran her first competitive 3,000-meter steeplechase race at the 2011 All-Africa Games in Maputo, Mozambique, where she won the gold. Now she can proudly add a world championship gold medal to her trophy cabinet. Jepkemoi's Kenyan teammate Julius Yego also won a gold medal at the 2011 All-Africa Games. The javelin thrower followed that up with another gold at the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. And on Wednesday in Beijing, Julius won his first world title with a throw of 92.72 meters. That's the best distance in the world this year. And Egyptian Ihab Abdelrahman El Said won the silver medal, throwing the javelin just under 89 meters. Meanwhile, South Africa won gold Wednesday in the men's 400 meters race. In the final event of the day, Wade Van Niekerk won gold when he hit the tape in 43.48 seconds, a personal best and the fastest time in the world this year. It was South Africa's first medal at Beijing 2015. After 5 days of action at the World Championships, Kenya tops the medals table with 6 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze for a total of 11 medals. The Kenyans have won twice as many gold medals as Britain, which is second on the table with 3 gold. Jamaica is third on the medals table with 2 gold and 1 bronze and 3 medals. Cuba is fourth with 2 gold medals. And the United States is fifth with 1 gold, 3 silver, and 5 bronze, and a total of 9 medals. Remember, VOA sports fans, even though the USA has won the second most medals total behind the Kenyans, gold has the most weight in the standings. So that's why the USA is currently in fifth place. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Reporter Parker Morse in Beijing sent me a tweet regarding Kenya's performance at the World Championships. Parker writes, "Astoundingly successful championships for Kenya. That shining Kenyan success was clouded a bit on Wednesday, though, when 2 Kenyan athletes, Koki Manunga and Joyce Zakari, were provisionally banned by the International Association of Athletics Federations after testing positive for banned substances. The 29-year-old Zakari competes in the 400 meters event. She set a new Kenyan national record of 50.71 seconds in her first heat, but she did not run in the semifinals. The 21-year-old Manunga, meanwhile, did not qualify for the semifinals of the women's 400 meters hurdles event in Beijing. Both women were tested at the Kenyan team hotel before the World Championships began. Athletics Kenya, the governing body for the sport in the country, says it's already met with the IAAF and the athletes involved and is investigating the situation which led to the results. It says follow-up action will be taken in Kenya. Meanwhile, I'll follow up with more news from Beijing and the World Athletics Championships. But first, let's take a break for these Voice of America programming announcements.
Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA.
VOA!
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to Sports Radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
In action Tuesday at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, Kenya won two gold medals in the men's 400 meters hurdles and the men's 800 meters races. In the 800 meters, Olympic champion and world record holder David Rudisha won his second world title, clocking 1 minute 45.84 seconds.
I think winning was most important thing to me. And I knew that I'm still strong and I've proven that even I can win in a slow pace and I can win in a tactical race as well as the fast race. I can win right from the front. So this gives me more confidence. And as I'm looking forward to 2016 Rio Olympics, I think I'm very happy to be in such a shape.
David Rudisha looks like he's in great shape ahead of next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Rudisha missed the 2013 World Championships in Moscow because of a knee injury. So Beijing 2015 once again showed that David Rudisha is the best, yes, the best two-lap runner in the world. Now, Rudisha has been asked a few times about the possibility of racing against Jamaican star Usain Bolt. And that question was again posed to him after his victory in Beijing.
Maybe in future, we never know how it's going to go, but it's very difficult for us to meet because Usain Bolt is a sprinter and I'm a middle distance athlete, so there's nowhere in between we can meet in any competition, but maybe in future, you never know, we might just have something for fun.
It would definitely be fun to watch Olympic and world champions David Rudisha and Usain Bolt run against each other. Maybe a special charity race is the answer. If any IAAF officials are listening tonight to the Sunny Side of Sports, consider that a special charity race between David Rudisha and Usain Bolt. I like that idea. I really like it. In the men's 400 meters hurdles final Tuesday, Kenyan policeman Nicholas Bett won his first world title. Nicholas's time of 47.79 seconds was a personal best and the fastest time in the world this year.
I'm surprised because I've run my best time and world lead. So now I'm happy because I've met Kenya to be a champion in long distance sprints. So I'm saying thanks to God because you have given me a lot of energy for sprints. Because you know the sprints is not a easy game. It's so hard from the word go until the finishing line. I say thanks to God.
World champion hurdler Nicholas Bett of Kenya speaking in Beijing, China. And I was talking to my friend Douglas Mpuga, the mighty Mpuga, before tonight's show. And I mentioned to Douglas that Kenya is really expanding its reach at these world championships in Beijing. We know Kenya is dominant at the distance runners. distance races, but we just heard from Nicholas Bett, a hurdler who won gold in Beijing, and also Julius Yago winning gold in the javelin. Those are not traditional power events for the Kenyans, but they're expanding, maybe specializing in other events. Now let's go to Tunisia for an update at the African Men's Basketball Championship. Senegal trounced Uganda Wednesday 79-48 to advance to the quarterfinals. And speaking of the mighty Mpuga, he was wincing, yes, wincing when I read that result to him, because he wants those Ugandans to advance. But they did not advance in Tunisia. The Senegalese are through to the round of eight. The Senegalese were led by Gorgui Dieng, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves in the National Basketball Association. Gorgui scored a game-high 23 points, and he also pulled down a game-high 17 rebounds. Stanley Ositi led the Ugandans with 16 points. Egypt, Angola, Mali, and host Tunisia are already through to the quarterfinal round. Let's take a look at some of the quarterfinal matchups that we know of already. In quarterfinal games Thursday, Egypt will play Angola, and Tunisia will host Mali. The semifinals at AfroBasket 2015 are scheduled for Saturday in Tunisia, and the final will be played on Sunday. Remember, VOA basketball fans, the winner of that final in Tunisia will be the African representative at next year's Olympic men's basketball tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib and Kim.